Jeffrey Zanko from NRRI joins us this morning to talk about an interesting project. They're always doing fascinating stuff at NRRI. Obviously, there are a lot of scientific and procedures that they use to come up with their projects, but sometimes it just seems like there's a lot of out-of-the-box thinking and folks are just going, well, what would happen if I used this for that? Or what would happen if I did this to that? Larry, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So you're a senior minerals researcher, and I'm curious to know what problem you were solving. Was the issue, gosh, what should we do with taconite tailings? We have them. What can we use them for? Or was the issue, we can build a better pothole filler thing?
Probably yes to both. We look for beneficial uses for alternative materials or byproducts, whatever, that are abundant and generated in our, say, our minerals industry, as an example, and try to find some niche applications for them that might be, very beneficial. So potholes, obviously, are a big issue, and this is going back a few years now. We've been working on this for a while, and we developed a rapid-setting pothole pavement repair material that uses a lot of byproduct and co-product material from our taconite industry.
So you tried it out this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, at this point, you know, it's new, but it needs apparently a lot of expensive equipment in order to install it. The newspaper reported that you needed to use a plastic toy canoe paddle and a piece of PVC pipe in order to put the goop in the pothole.
Yeah, those are pretty pricey items.
Yeah. Well, now you've got to figure out a way to generate toy canoe paddles as a byproduct of something else.
Well, that's a good point. The repair material, what we're trying to accomplish as well, in addition to having a material that works well, is a system that can be used to install them and deploy them relatively inexpensively for a repair crew on a maintenance crew, whether it's with a city or county or state DOT. And so we're trying to find, and we're working to find and working with equipment that's more off the shelf rather than a very, very expensive piece of equipment. So we're matching and trying to marry our compound with a piece of equipment to make this more efficient and less expensive.
And so I'm just imagining, you know, these crews and these guys, you know, jumping off the truck and putting up the cones, you know, and then they reach into the truck and they're armed with, you know, brightly colored canoe paddles. And I'm loving the visual is what I'm really liking here.
Well, right. I mean, if you have a brightly colored canoe paddle, it adds that margin of safety that, you know, everybody
it uses. Does.
Right.
Not to mention there's probably, you know, you add a little whimsy into a person's job. There could be more job satisfaction. There could be all kinds of, you know, there's, I think you're really working this on all the levels, Larry.
Well,
I'm pretty impressed.
We try. Like you said, you know, out of the box, it's not just the materials we work with, but, you know, things like that, that, you know, okay, that might be a little enhancement to the
process. It's a holistic approach to problem solving in our community, and that's what we need more of. One of the issues about the using the taconite tailings, though, mm-hmm. is that apparently it takes a little longer to set up. And then other, like asphalt or, you know, rocks or whatever else they used to fill.
Yeah.
I apologize, City Crews. I was trying to be funny, but that's not funny. So it takes a little bit longer to set up. And is that a major stumbling block?
No, actually, not necessarily that much longer to set up. When you see a crew out doing a traditional repair with asphalt materials, sure. Hot mix asphalt is often put into a pothole, and it's compacted, and then they move on. What we have with our material is that set time that is to be drivable. We're able to get set times for drivability within about 10 to 15 minutes, which isn't, you know, that long in the scheme of things. Especially, you know, we're working with our state DOT. We've gotten funding from MnDOT on this. And the Minnesota Local Road Research Board, and often their crews will be out doing a repair, say, on an interstate or on a major highway. They have to set up traffic control anyway, and so that the repairs can be done. What they like with our material, with our product, is that it can allow them to, okay, they can do an installation, and then, hey, it's drivable in about 15 minutes, again, depending on the temperature, et cetera. But then they can move on. So it isn't really that much more time-consuming in the scheme of things. Certainly, it's not as fast as asphalt, which you can just kind of put down, but you also have to have a lot of different equipment to go along with that, big truck, things like that. So, like I said, our repair material fills a niche, and it has applications that asphalt really can't satisfy necessarily, especially in a rigid pavement like concrete.
So how does it, it looked pretty promising, but it takes, apparently it takes a little bit more time to install than asphalt does.
To some degree, yeah. This material and repair materials like this, which are out there in the state, and the maintenance crews use them. A repair that can be done in 15 minutes is actually quite fast. There are comparable or similar types of materials out there that may take a half hour, an hour, 2 hours. And that actually starts to become more problematic for a repair crew, because then they're setting up traffic control that's out there for a couple of hours at least, and that disrupts traffic and the flow of traffic and adds, a little bit more of a safety issue, because then those crews have to be out in traffic longer.
And then people are crabby, and they don't have toy canoe paddles to look at to maybe make them smile.
Well, sure. There's that, too.
So, yeah, I'm sure that you had also planned that the whole canoe paddle application thing makes passing motorists who might be inconvenienced, it kind of smooths the way for them emotionally also.
Perhaps.
I'm sure, yeah. You thought of that.
Well, sure, right. Well, actually, the toy canoe paddle was a tool of convenience at the time. So there are specific tools beyond the canoe paddle that are perhaps a little bit more, not as exciting as a canoe paddle.
True. So, but probably a lot more expensive also, I'm just saying.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe durable, but probably considerably more expensive.
Well, yeah. And, what we do here is, we try to be creative with, the materials that we use and also the tools that we use. When a crew finally is out there doing their repairs, they're probably going to go for the more traditional, maybe less flashy tool. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the process, is getting some of these state and local agencies to think outside the box.
I have to say that we've got a great relationship with the City of Duluth and the mayor's office. They've been very helpful in providing us with opportunities to do these repairs and working with us on this. And also our state DOT, they have a research office that is quite innovative and is pretty much the envy of a lot of the rest of the country in terms of what they're always looking for a better tool to put in the toolbox of their workers. And, these funding opportunities and research support and the research support that we get is really important. And it is quite unique relative to a lot of states in the country.
Well, Larry, this is an exciting development. And it is, again, it just really does seem at the NRRI as though people are constantly trying to push that envelope and think creatively. And, hey, what if I did this with this? Or what if we use this for that? And, whether it's let's use taconites to fill potholes or let's use a toy canoe paddle to put it into place, you're really thinking about how can I accomplish something. And we'll work the details out later, but what if we could use this for that? Wouldn't that be cool?
Right, and those are the types of opportunities that we do here at NRI, like you pointed out, whether it's with mineral materials or wood products or what have you. That's what's been exciting about working here. I work with a lot of smart people that think that way and approach problems in a little bit different way. And over the years, you get to see connections between, hey, this material over here, that could be used over there for this this problem. So that's how we approach things and investigate them and hopefully turn them into something that's useful.
So you hired a bunch of MacGyvers, kind of.
Well, I think I work with a bunch of MacGyvers. So.
Well, Larry, thank you so very much for joining us and telling us a little bit more about the project and the kind of work that you folks are doing at NRRI. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Larry Zanko joined us this morning as our guest. He is a senior minerals researcher with the NRRI, and they're working on a partnership with the city of Duluth to use taconite tailings to patch potholes.